All right, it's that time. If we could have all the children come forward for children's story. If we could have you come forward.
Everybody, how you guys doing? Could I get a little shake here? Good morning to you. Nice to see you. Happy Sabbath to you. What a blessing to be here with you guys this morning. There's so many places we could be. We could be at home sleeping or doing other stuff, but we're here together looking to Jesus, looking to God to bless us, to be with us. That is a special thing, guys. That means a miracle has happened in the hearts of your mom and dads, that they want to be here today. Well, I have a little story I want to share with you guys about three super powerful beings. A long, long time ago, these three super powerful beings were hanging out together. They were spending time, and they got to thinking, and they said, you know what? Let's do something special. Let's create something new. Let's make a human being. Those super powerful beings were God the Father, Jesus Christ his Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they decided to make a person. The first person they made was who?
Adam.
All right. So Adam was the very first man that was ever made. And then they decided to make a woman. Anyone know who the woman was?
Eve.
That's right. So the first man and woman was Adam and Eve. And they created a special home for Adam and Eve, a beautiful garden, put them in their home. They loved it so much. And God would go and spend time with Adam and Eve regularly. They spent time together. They enjoyed hanging out and spending time together. Then one day something happened. Adam and Eve made a poor choice. They chose to do something that they were asked not to do, and something happened. For the first time, they felt afraid, and they felt sad, and they ran and hid themselves from God. God came looking for them. Have you guys ever made a poor choice, done something that you shouldn't have done, and been afraid and ran and hide maybe from your mom or dad or a teacher or a friend? A few hands here. Let me raise my hand. I think I've done it too. Yeah, okay. So that's what Adam and Eve did. They were afraid that they were going to be in trouble. They had never felt that before, but they decided, whoa, we need to cover ourselves up. We need to hide. So they made some coverings to cover themselves. And God came looking for them and said, Adam and Eve, where are you? And found them. And Adam and Eve did something, God did something really special. But first, let me ask you guys, have you guys ever played hide and seek? Yeah? Is that a fun one? What's hide and seek all about?
Hiding and seeking.
Okay, so it's all about hiding, right? The one who has the best hiding spot, that one usually wins, right? And then what about masks? Have you guys ever seen masks? They usually come with like costumes or different things. You can put a mask on and you hide yourself, right? Somebody can't tell who you are. Well, that's kind of like what Adam and Eve did. They put these coverings on and they hid themselves from God because they were really afraid and they felt bad. But God did something very amazing. He came and he got Adam and Eve and he talked with them about what happened. And he didn't reject them. He didn't immediately say, I don't want to be, you know, for you to be in my life anymore. He went and got some coverings, some special coverings, and he put them on Adam and Eve and said, these coverings mean that I will never leave you, that I love you, and that I've made a way for us to always be together. And so oftentimes, still today, we want to run and hide. We want to put a mask on because inside we feel afraid. we feel like, you know, don't feel good about ourselves. For instance, I'm wearing a suit and a tie. You know, I look pretty good in a suit and tie. But what if some days I look kind of raggedy? I don't look so good, you know? Maybe I wouldn't want you guys to see me on a day like that. I'd want you to see me in my suit or tie. That's kind of like me wanting to wear a mask or, you know, hide. But the truth is that God accepts us. He wants us to come, put down the mask, and spend time with him. And he has already provided a covering for each of us that says we are safe and he loves us. So I want to encourage you guys not to hide from God, because he loves you. He wants to hold you in his arms. Okay, is that kind of an interesting story? All right, so spend time with God because he loves you. Let me say a prayer with you. Dear Jesus, you know that even as kids, we want to run and hide. And as adults, we do it too. Lord, help us see that you have in your arms everything that we need to provide for us, and that you love us. Help us come and spend time in your arms today. In Jesus' name, amen.